It's Friday, February 9th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Chippewa Falls School Superintendent defends the district's response to an alleged threat last fall. Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot is finalized. Attorney General Josh Call calls for better support of crime victims, and Enbridge appeals to keep the Line 5 pipeline operational. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. School officials in Chippewa Falls say at no time were students or staff at risk or danger following reports a student allegedly made a manifesto detailing threats to the school last October. District Superintendent Jeff Holmes said the matter was immediately investigated with police and it was resolved without incident. The redacted police report was published by online conservative commentator Stephen Crowder, who characterized it as a cover-up by the school and compared it to the 1999 school shooting in Columbine, Colorado. In a press release and a letter to parents, Holmes said state law bars schools from releasing information on students' personal disciplinary matters, and the district chose discretion to avoid further turmoil and to protect privacy. Holmes said Crowder was sensationalizing the matter, and his comments were not accurate and potentially dangerous. Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot is finalized. Bob Haig takes a look.
Last week, the Wisconsin Elections Commission sent to county clerks the finalized certified list of candidates qualified to have their names appear on the April primary ballot. That's determined not by WEC, but by Wisconsin's Presidential Preference Selection Committee and any applicable court decisions. Well, the Democratic candidates are Joe Biden and Dean Phillips. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled February 2nd that Phillips, a congressman from Minnesota, should be added. Republican candidates are Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and Donald Trump, though only the latter two remain in the race. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Republicans are urging the state Supreme Court to ignore a report from redistricting consultants that determined GOP proposed legislative maps were unconstitutional partisan gerrymanders. They argue that the consultants' findings are unsound. Democrats asked the court on Thursday to adopt one of their maps that the constituents found were, quote, nearly indistinguishable. The stakes are huge in battleground Wisconsin. Republicans have held a firm grip on control of the legislature, even as Democrats have notched significant statewide wins. The liberal-controlled Supreme Court is expected to order new maps within weeks unless the legislature adopts a new plan that Democratic Governor Tony Evers agrees to sign. Wisconsin's Attorney General seeks to better support victims of crime. Ted Allen has a story.
Josh Call and 41 other attorneys general are pressing for funding for mental health counseling, medical care, lost wages, and other services through the Federal Crime Victims Fund, or the VOCA Fund. Call said at a press conference Wednesday, Wisconsin's VOCA funding, which was once around $45 million, has shrunk to just under $14 million.
Over a many-year period, there's been a drop in the funds that are coming in, and that has resulted in the share being allocated to each state being reduced.
Call and the other attorneys general believe the lack of funding could lead to the end of some victim service programs. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
New protections for migrant farm workers in Wisconsin. Robin Colbert digs into it.
Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development says the new regulations require employee access to things like shade and breaks once the temperature is higher than 80 degrees. There will also be updated requirements for urinals and shower heads and other safety upgrades like access to closed washers and dryers. Last year, there were more than 260 state-regulated migrant labor camps operated in Wisconsin by 125 different employers. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Enbridge Energy Company is trying to persuade a federal appeals court to allow a pipeline to continue operating on a Wisconsin tribal reservation. In June, U.S. District Court Judge William Connolly ordered Enbridge to shut down a portion of Line 5 that runs through the Bad River Tribe's reservation by 2026. The tribe fears the aging pipeline could rupture. Enbridge's attorney told a three-judge federal appellate panel Thursday that Connolly lacked authority to issue such an order. Bad River's attorney is calling for an immediate shutdown to protect the environment. That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.